This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Wassalatu wassalam ala Rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wa ala. So we will just look at a couple of the blessed names of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi sallam. Thus far, we've only covered the four names that relate to, that are derived from the trilateral root, Hamida Yahmadu, which is to praise. We'll move on now to the fifth name that is mentioned in this blessed book, Heavenly Guide to the Beacon of Pure Light, the name of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ahid. Ahid. And this is translated as repeller. According to Muhammad al-Mahdi al-Fasi, the Prophet ﷺ was known by this name in the Torah. In the Torah, Ibn Asakir in his History of Damascus and Ibn Adi in his treatise Al-Kamil relate from Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, in a tradition of questionable authenticity, that the Prophet ﷺ is reported to have said, "My name in the Quran is Muhammad. Ismi fil Quran Muhammad." وفي الإنجيل أحمد, in the Evangel Ahmad, وفي التوراة أحيد, and in the Torah أحيد, وإنما سميت أحيدا وإنما سميت أحيدا لأني أحيد عن أمتي نار جهنم, and I am so called because I repel the fire of hell from my people, صلى الله عليه وسلم. So this is the name of a Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ahid. And what a blessing to have a Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that is Harisun Alaikum. He's so concerned for us and he's so eager to make us safe and to be there for us. And we know that on the Day of Judgment, he'll be in one of three places. Either be at the scales, or he'll be at the bridge over hell, the Sirat, or he'll be at his hold, one of these three places. And he goes back and forth to ensure the safety of his ummah. And everything about his teachings, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, repel us from the fire. And the more that we follow them, the more distant we will be from the eternal blaze. May Allah ta'ala protect us and preserve us. Then we have his sixth name, which is Wahid. And this is a name that translates as unique. And he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is unique in his station, rank, person, knowledge, divine secrets, character, way of life, virtues, intellect, and laws. And in the fact that no one traveled as far as he did in their mi'raj or their heavenly ascent. So everything about our Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is unique. He's special when it comes to it. And Allah Ta'ala singled him out. And he's one of a kind. And he stands alone in all of these different ways. And that in the translation, we have some of them, but then in the commentary, so in relation to his maqam, which is his station, and his hal, which is his state, his knowledge, his secrets, his light, his character, his way of life, his characteristics, his virtues, his beauty, his excellence, and so forth and so on. His intellect and all of these other matters. He stands alone. He's wahid. He's unique in relation to all of these things, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even in relation to his creation. Many of the scholars point to this reality, that he was the first of everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created. And that he, la thani lahu qabla khalq al-khalq, there wasn't anyone else before him being in relation to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created. So he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is wahid, unique. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammadan wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.